Away we go. Here we are, hour number two, Thursday, January the 30th, 2020. 16 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show coming up with James Anderson right after this one today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:15 until 1 p.m. And then the Adam the Computer Guy Show today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. Don't miss those programs. Now, I was talking last hour about just people who've come up and said nice things, and I just want to put a button on that to say that, you know, over the weekend and kind of the beginning of this week, I've gotten messages on Facebook from people who I really don't know all that well, who have said they love hearing George and Charlie on the station, and we need to do more of that. And I ran into a gentleman who said he tried to call George and Charlie last week, but he couldn't get in because of the telephone system. And somebody sent me a message the other morning saying they love the Phyllis Diller interview, and she must have been quite a lady. And somebody loved the Gary Burbank interview, and try not to get my cords tied up with my pop, and just commented on how good an interviewer I was, which I'm not the best, but it's nice of people to say that. So thank you to the listening audience, because I highly unlikely we'd get together to do this if you weren't out there listening. So I thank everybody who has said all the nice things. I know Charlie feels the same way, and so does everybody else here at this station. And we love hearing from you when you call in. This is a two-way station. We like to hear from you. We like to know what's on your mind, and that's kind of a fun thing. That's what makes this all very interesting. Okay, now that being said, I think we've got everything else done this morning that I wanted to get done. So now we can get back to our trivia. Oh, by the way, I do want to remind you, Jeff Ruth will be in tomorrow for the entire morning with myself and Charlie, and also on the Exchange Club tomorrow. So you won't want to miss that. Big broadcasting day tomorrow. So here's what we're going to do this morning as we do our movie trivia, because this has been a lot of fun. What I do is I am giving you movie quotes, and you have to tell me what famous movie the movie quotes are from. Now, we've been doing pretty well with this, but let's see how we do this morning. Because what I'm going to do is here's how we're going to do this. I have some prizes. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the prizes are, but they are good prizes, and some of them are even food prizes. So here's how we're going to do this. What's going to happen is if you get an answer right and want to be in the drawing, I will write your name down. And then at the end of the 45 minutes we have here, I will do a drawing, and you can tell me what gift you want, which we have quite a few items here. We have tickets to things. We have food items. We have T-shirts. We have all kinds of stuff. So let's just get started and have some fun here this morning on WWGH Radio. Now, here are some of the quotes that we did not get answered the other day. I think there was only one. No, there were two. Here are the two we do not have answered from the other day. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Now, who said that? What movie? What movie was that set in? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? And the other one we did not get answered the other day. After all, tomorrow is another day. What movie is that from? Those are the two quotes we did not get answered the other day. We did about five the other day, and we got Well, we did six. We got four answered, but those are the two we did not get answered. Does anybody know what movies those famous lines are from? Again, the lines are, "Why don't you come up and see me sometime?" That was a famous line that has been parodied over the years. What movie was that originally in? And the other one, "After all, tomorrow is another day." What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we'll add some more here today. I'm going to finish out the page. This is page two of these, so I'll add some more. Here's another one. "Round up the usual suspects." What movie was that? "Round up the usual suspects." All right, we've got a call coming in. Let's see if it's the right answer. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Is the one about tomorrow, is that a James Bond movie?
After all, tomorrow's another day?
Yes.
That's not a James Bond movie, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is not a James Bond movie, but that is a good guess. Guesses never hurt. And also, if you don't want to win a prize, you can still call in and give us an answer. We like to talk to anybody out there in the listening audience who might know the answer. Again, the quote is, what movie is this from? "After all, tomorrow is another day." What movie is that from? "Why don't you come up and see me sometime?" Does anybody know what movie that's from? "Round up the usual suspects." What movie did that come from? Now, here's one I think we're going to get an answer on pretty quick. This is a legendary movie quote, to be sure. "No wire hangers ever." One of the most classic movie quotes of all time. "No wire hangers ever." What movie is that from? Here's another one. "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers." Does anybody know what movie that's from? And here's another one. This, again, is one of those legendary ones that I think everybody knows. "Hasta la vista, baby." Now, that became, you know, that quote from a movie became a thing for a long time. Anytime you were saying goodbye to somebody, you would say, "Hasta la vista, baby." Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
That Scarlett O'Hara in "Gone with the Wind" was "Tomorrow's Another Day."
You're right. That was Scarlett. Now, I have not seen that movie in so long. When does she say that line?
After he tells her, "Frankly, madam, I don't give a damn," then she's up there by the door, and that's when she repeats it. She said, "Well, tomorrow's another day."
So that's the response to the other famous line.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I had not seen that movie in so long. Would you like to be in the drawing today?
No, this is Nancy. Thank you.
Well, hey, thank you for listening, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, Nancy got it right. That is "Gone with the Wind." 1939, "Gone with the Wind" was made. "After all, tomorrow is another day" from "Gone with the Wind." Legendary movie, to be sure. Okay. Oh, maybe here comes another one. These two, I assume people are going to get pretty easily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Would that be Terminator?
It is Terminator, but do you know which one?
Terminator 1.
Not Terminator 1.
Oh.
Oh, it's close, though.
Okay.
Close. Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. Yes, I don't know how many of those Terminator movies, we're talking about Hasta la Vista, baby. I don't know how many Terminator movies were made, but it wasn't in the first one, oddly enough. I don't even know if I've seen the first Terminator movie. I'd have to think about that. The quotes now on the table. Well, it might be easy to get this answer now, and maybe this is the answer coming that way. Go ahead, caller.
Sure. Hello.
Yes.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2. You got it, but do you remember what the movie was actually? It was called Terminator 2, but do you remember like the little underlying title of it?
No.
It was called Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to be in the drawing today?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Rosemary Waddell.
Okay, Rosemary. Well, hey, I thank you for listening, and you are the first in the drawing today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Rosemary Waddell is in the drawing. Yeah, Hasta La Vista Baby did not come from the first Terminator. It was the second, and the full title of the movie was Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That movie was made in 1991. How about that? 1991 was the year before Sunlight came to the world. That's a little inside bit. Somebody knows what that's about. Okay, here we go. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? We still don't have that one. That is hard to believe. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Because that has been used in so many movies and television series. Does anybody remember where that originated? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? It came from a movie. It was a famous movie. Does anybody know what it was? Round up the usual suspects. Now, that's been in a lot of movies, too. But does anybody know what the original placement of that movie was? Okay, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Is the movie She Done Him Wrong?
For which one?
Come up and see me sometime.
Oh, yes, She Done Him Wrong. Now, I don't even know what that movie's about. I know that line, but I don't have any. Have you seen that movie?
No, but Mae West said that. That was her famous line.
Right.
Come up and see me sometime.
Now, was she in that movie?
I don't know if she was or not.
Because that movie, the movie was made in 1933, so she could have been in that movie.
Yeah, she was alive then, so I don't know. I'd have to research that.
Yep, why don't you come up and see me sometime? 1933 is where that came from. Would you like to be in the drawing today?
Well, Scott, I won for the auction thing. I don't know how you're doing the drawings when you put them all together. I don't know how you do that.
When we do a drawing, we usually, that's kind of outside of the 30-day thing. So we can put you.
Okay, then just throw me in.
Okay, is this Judy?
This is Judy.
All right, Judy, good to hear from you, and we got you in.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, if you're out, the 30-day policy, if we're asking straight trivia questions or we preface it saying that we're still with our 30-day policy, then yes, we're still doing that, and we do it all on all other things. But sometimes when we do these drawings just for fun, we'll forgo the 30-day policy for this particular drawing. And you can enter as many times as you want. So the more times you answer, I guess the better chance you have to win. All right. So, yeah, I wonder if Mae West was in that movie. She Done Him Wrong, 1933. But that's where Why Don't You Come Up and See Me Sometime came from. But that was Mae West's line, that's for sure. All right. Round up the usual suspects. Does anybody know what movie that was from? Round up the usual suspects. I can't believe we don't have this one yet, because this was mocked and used in all kinds of other movies. No Wire Hangers Ever. Does anybody know what movie that was? No Wire Hangers Ever. And then we have, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. Does anybody know what that was? I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. Those are the three we have right now. 740-383-9944. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. No Wire Hangers Ever. Round up the usual suspects. Does anybody know what the answers are? Go ahead, caller.
Joan Crawford herself, Mommy Dearest.
Oh, and then later in the movie, doesn't she say something about, she says something.
I should know because I read the book and watched the movie. She was not enough. But you know, a lot of people felt strongly about that because a lot of that didn't come out till after her death, so they felt like she didn't have a chance to defend herself, and that maybe necessarily all of it wasn't true.
What was it with her and the wire hangers? I don't even know if I've ever seen it.
It was just in that case.
Oh, she just didn't like wire hangers?
No, just something weird that, she didn't like them, and you weren't going to use them in her house, that's for sure.
So she never, like, hit her kids with them or anything, did she?
That's what her daughter leads you to believe. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what
she was quite physical. I mean, she, from what the book entails, and of course the movie and all that. And there was one scene where the little girl talks about, she was Christine, I think was her name. She's crying and like sweating because she's like cleaning and whatnot, and she's using Comet, and like Joan like throws the Comet at her, and it's like coagulating with the sweat and the tears and all this and that. I mean, they had a lot of, they had a lot of moments in that house. A lot of like waking up at, you know, in the middle of the night to one of Joan's drunken tirades and on and on.
And she was, wasn't her daughter adopted?
Yeah. And they think that was for show, too, that maybe she didn't really even want kids, but that she knew it would make her look good. And so, I don't know, but as I say, a lot of people feel strongly about that because a lot of that didn't come out till after her death.
Well, you know why I think people feel strongly, and I kind of do, too, is because...
Hey, look, Scott, yeah. I got to go, but okay. I'll be tuning in.
Listen, yeah, listen. Thank you. Here's why that whole Joan Crawford thing, and I'm not saying it didn't happen, and I'm not saying she wasn't an evil woman. She might have been. But the whole thing is it didn't come out till after her death, so she had no chance to defend herself. And also, I don't know that anybody else ever confirmed that she did this. And the daughter did make money off of it. She wrote a book. So... I don't know. I don't know if it was true or not. It certainly hurt Joan Crawford's career. And I also believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Joan Crawford had left her daughter out of her will. So was it done for spite? I don't know. You know, it's a funny relationship there. So I don't know. It certainly ruined... Well, Joan never was around to see it. She's dead. But... it certainly hurt her image because I think more people now probably remember Joan Crawford for being kind of crazy than for all the great movies she made because she was a big movie star. But that's right. No wire hangers ever. That came from Mommy Dearest, 1981. That movie was released. Okay, the other two quotes. Round up the usual suspects. Does anybody know what that was? Round up the usual suspects. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. Does anybody know what that one is? That's kind of an interesting one. Both of those are famous movies. I know both of those movies. Now, the Mae West one, She Done Him Wrong, I didn't know that movie. But I do know both of these movies. Round up the usual suspects, and I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. What movies did those come from? 740-383-9944, if you know the answer or want to give a guess. Now, here's one. This is one of my favorites. So I'll see how fast this goes. And this is two lines. This is not just one line, but you can't do one line with this quote. So here we go. Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. What movie is that from? One of the great movie quotes of all time, without doubt. Go ahead, caller.
Round up the usual suspect, I think, was from Casablanca.
Round up the... You are right. Now, what are they doing in Casablanca where they're rounding up the usual suspects?
Because she's taking off on the plane, and the French guy is trying to protect Humphrey Bogart.
Oh.
And the guy who Ilsa's running off with is wanted by the Nazis.
Oh, that's interesting.
And somebody gets shot.
And
it's
so
at the end of the movie.
So they're looking for people who
yes.
might have died. Okay, I got it. Now, would you like to be in the drawing?
No, thank you.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, though.
All right.
Bye-bye. No. All right, round up the usual suspects. That is from Casablanca. And I think we had another Casablanca quote earlier on in the week. Oh, yeah, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. That also was Casablanca. So we've got that out. Casablanca, by the way, was made in 1942. How about that? That's a little while ago. Okay, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. We still don't have that one. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. What movie is that? Do you know? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was from the great Leslie Nielsen.
It was from the great Leslie Nielsen. I'll say it again because it's a great quote. It was, "Surely you can't be serious." And Leslie Nielsen replies, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley."
Yeah, that was from Naked Gun, I believe.
Oh, not Naked Gun.
No, it won.
No. Leslie was... I interviewed Leslie Nielsen at one point.
I'll be darned. I figured it was from Naked Gun.
Not Naked... You got the actor right, but it was not the Naked Gun.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you got the actor right.
You did get the actor right. Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was the legendary Leslie Nielsen, but it was not Naked Gun. That quote is not from the Naked Gun movie. The quote again, "Surely you can't be serious." And the reply, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley." What movie is that from? Leslie Nielsen did say it, though. What else do we have here? "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers." Does anybody know what movie that's from? "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers." Leslie Nielsen was great. And by the way, all three of those Naked Gun movies are hilarious. That's a fun thing to do. If you want to have a fun night, go rent or buy or do whatever you do. Find those three Naked Gun movies with Leslie Nielsen. They were all made, I think, in the early 90s. And watch those back to back. They are hilarious. Just hilarious. That's a good night. Get yourself a big bowl of popcorn. Invite somebody over who you like. Get in your pajamas and turn out the lights and pop those three movies in, and you're going to have 6 hours of hilarity. Absolute fun and hilarity. Whoever you invite over will thank you. Okay. Do we have anybody who knows the answers? I can't believe nobody knows what movie that actually is from. It's not the Naked Gun. "Surely you can't be serious." And the reply, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley." What movie is that from? Also, we still have, "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers." We don't have that one yet. "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers." Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would that be that airplane parody that they made?
It was the airplane parody. Yes, it was.
Okay, I can't remember what that movie was called, but I knew it had to be one of them.
Yeah, that is the one.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. It was the movie, we now know that, it was Leslie Nielsen who said the line, and the movie was a parody of airplanes, but does anybody know the title of the movie? "Surely you can't be serious, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley." What movie is that from? Now we'll add some other quotes here because we've only got two. Okay, well here's one that's actually got an airplane in the title. "Oh no, it wasn't the airplanes, it was Beauty Killed the Beast." Now that's a very famous movie, it comes from a very famous movie. Does anybody remember that? But that's kind of a niche movie. "Oh no, it wasn't the airplanes, it was Beauty that killed the Beast." What movie did that come from? I'll be surprised, I'll be really impressed if somebody gets that one. Here's another one. This is kind of, I think this is the longest quote we have. I'll hold on till we get the call here. I think it's the longest quote we have, but it's a good quote. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, "Kindness of Strangers" is a streetcar named Desire.
It is a streetcar named Desire. "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers," streetcar named Desire, 1951. Now, have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Me, there are some of these movies, like A Streetcar Named Desire and Casablanca, I've never seen them. I don't know what they're about.
I don't either.
So, yeah, I have no idea what A Streetcar Named Desire is about, but a famous movie, 1951 that was made.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that is exactly right. "I have always depended on the kindness of strangers" came from A Streetcar Named Desire. By the way, if anybody who has seen that movie wants to call in and tell me what that's about, I have zero idea. And from the title, I have zero idea what that movie is about. What was A Streetcar Named Desire about? Okay, what quotes do we have here still? Okay, "Surely you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley." What movie is that? Oh no, it wasn't the airplanes, it was Beauty that killed the Beast. What is that? Now here is a long quote. It's the longest one we have, but here we go. Listen to me, mister. You're my knight in shining armor. Don't you forget it. You're going to get back on that horse, and I'm going to be right behind you, holding on tight, and away we go. Go, go, go. What movie is that? Famous line in a movie. That's one of the famous, I guess I would call that more of a soliloquy, even I guess though it is a line. What movie is that from? Listen to me, mister. You're my knight in shining armor. Don't you forget it. You're going to get back on that horse, and I'm going to be right behind you, holding on tight, and away we're going to go, go, go. What movie is that from? We also have, oh no, it wasn't the airplanes, it was Beauty that killed the Beast. That's a legendary movie. And we still have, Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know what movies these famous quotes are from? I'll put another one in. Now, this quote was used in political campaigns, but does anybody know what movie it's from? Here we go. Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win one for the Gipper. Now, we heard that in movie quotes. We heard that in speeches. We heard that in political campaigns. But does anybody know what movie that actually came from? Tell them to go out there and with all they've got and win one for the Gipper. Does anybody know what movie that's from? And I'll give you another one here. Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. What movie's that from? Now, those are some good quotes, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Shirley, you can't be serious. It's from Airplane.
Yeah, the movie was called Airplane. Shirley, you can't...
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Yes, the actual... It was an Airplane parody, but the movie itself was also called Airplane with Leslie Nielsen. Shirley, you can't be serious. And the answer, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Leslie Nielsen, and the movie was Airplane. 1980, that was made. Okay. What quotes do we have left here? Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty that killed the Beast. What movie's that? Listen to me, mister. You're my knight on shining armor. Don't you forget it. You're going to get back on that horse, and I'm going to be right behind you, holding on tight, and away we're going to go, go, go. What movie is that from? Tell them to go out there and give it all they've got and win one for the Gipper. What movie did that come from? Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. What movie did that come from? And we'll add one more here, since we just got the airplane one. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie did that come from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 43 and a half minutes past the hour. Here, WWGH time. If you get the answer right, you can be entered into a drawing here that we're going to have at the end of the program today in about 17 minutes. But does anybody know what quotes these movies are from? Oh no, it wasn't airplanes, it was Beauty that killed the Beast. What movie was that? Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win one for the Gipper. Boy, that line has been used so many times because of the person who said it, but apparently nobody knows what movie that came from. Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. Does anybody know what movie that was from? My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. Famous movie quotes. What movies are those quotes from? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And here possibly comes the right answer to one of these quotes. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the one about the airplane and the beast?
Yes.
Was that King Kong?
That was King Kong, the original Fay Wray version of King Kong, 1933, that movie was made.
Yep.
Isn't that something? Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, that came at the end of the movie as King Kong was killed. Yes. Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty that killed the beast. That's 1933's King Kong. And there have been so many spin-offs and remakes of King Kong, but that was the original, 1933. Fay Wray, legendary actress who did that movie. All right, what about the other ones here today? The long one. I hope somebody gets this soon because I'm tired of reading this quote. Listen to me, mister. You're my knight in shining armor. Don't you forget it. You're going to get back on that horse, and I'm going to be right behind you, holding on tight. And away we're going to go, go, go. What movie did that come from? Tell them to go out there and give it all they've got and win one for the Gipper. What movie? Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie did that slide in from over the years? Go ahead, caller.
I win one for the Gipper. Ronald Reagan said that in Newt Rockne All-American.
He did. 1940's Newt Rockne All-American. Now, for people who don't know, who was Newt Rockne?
He was the football coach, legendary football coach at Notre Dame, and allegedly he perfected the forward pass on the beaches of Cedar Point.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Trivia. That's interesting. Because it seems like Newt Rockne has been forgotten after all these years.
Yes, but he was the legendary coach at Notre Dame.
Absolutely.
I feel like Charlie with all this trivia.
That's good. we're pulling a Charlie this morning.
Yes.
Hey, well, thank you.
Just not a Charlie horse.
No, that's right. We don't need those.
thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was Newt Rockne, All-American. And people have forgotten Newt Rockne, but I guess if you go see that movie, you might know more about Newt Rockne. But yeah, tell him to go out there and win one for the Gipper. Ronald Reagan used that line forever, but it was Newt Rockne. Go ahead. Oh, lost that one. Give us a call back if that was you, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back, 47 and a half minutes past the hour. All right, we got Newt Rockne All-American. That was win one for the Gipper. Okay, what do we have here? Carpe diem, seize the day, boys, make your lives extraordinary. What movie did that come from? That might be a little more difficult for you. Go ahead, caller.
Listen to me, mister.
Yes.
Is that Golden Pond with Henry Fonda?
On Golden Pond with Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, who said that line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. 1981, that movie was made, kind of late in the career.
Uh-huh. Hey, that was a good one. Bye.
That was a good movie. Thank you. Yes, that was on Golden Pond, and I think Katharine Hepburn might have won the Academy Award for that. And maybe Henry Fonda did, too. I know they were nominated for Academy Awards for On Golden Pond, which was kind of done both late in their careers. Yeah, but listen to me, mister. You're my knight in shining armor. Don't you forget it. You're going to get back on that horse, and I'm going to be right behind you, holding on tight, and we're going to go, go, go. That was On Golden Pond, 1981. Okay, we've got that one. Okay, I'll add a couple more here. Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. What movie did that come from? My mother thanks you. My father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie did that originate in? Now, I'll add some more. Now, here's one. I'll be surprised if this one doesn't come off right away. I'm King of the World. What movie did that come from? One of the most famous movies of all time. I'm King of the World. Now, here's a fun one. It's a fun one for a lot of reasons. We'll see if we get it. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. You had to know that one was coming. Again, the quote, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. What movie did that come from? So those are the four we have left today. All right, let's see if this is the right answer on one of these. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, would that be Muhammad Ali?
Which one?
I'm King of the World.
I'm King of the World? That's not Muhammad Ali, but that's a good guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Bye-bye. Not Muhammad Ali, but a very famous movie, to be sure. I'm King of the World. What movie is that from? A very popular movie. I'm sure most people out there listening have seen this movie. I'm King of the World. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie did that come from? Carpe diem, seize the day. Make your lives extraordinary. Go ahead, caller.
Would be the Titanic for I'm King of the World.
I'm King of the World is the Titanic, 1997.
And then it's Notting Hill for I'm Just a Girl.
It is Notting Hill. Now, have you seen Notting Hill?
Yes, I have. I have it.
Oh, you do?
In fact.
Okay. So the movie is basically, how does it end?
Oh, boy. It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Because all I know, I've never seen it, but I know it's about Hugh Grant owns a bookstore.
Yeah. And she's doing a press conference, and I believe he's out in the audience. I can't remember, Scott.
Yeah,
but I do have the movie DVD.
Somebody's going to have to fill me in because I know Hugh Grant owns a bookstore. I know Julia Roberts is a movie star. And beyond that, I don't know what happens in that movie.
It's a good movie. You should rent it.
I'm going to have to rent it. Maybe I'll do that this weekend and see what it's all about.
Okie doke.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, we've talked about that on the show. That's why that was a fun quote. But I'm King of the World, that came from Titanic, 1997. And I believe at that time, Titanic was the highest grossing movie of all time. I don't know if it is anymore or not. And I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her. Julia Roberts said that line in Notting Hill, which I believe was also made in the late 1990s. So there's that. So we're down to two now. Does anybody know the two that we have left? Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. What movie did that come from? My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you. What movie did that originate in? 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. Got about 7 minutes left here and two quotes, 740-383-9944. Now, also don't forget, coming up after this show today, Charlie Evers, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Special guest today, James Anderson, lots to talk about there. Swap Shop with Glenn Coble today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. I know a lot of calls, new callers last week to that program. Let people know if you want to sell your stuff, it's free. Do it with Glenn, 12:15 to 1 p.m. today, Swap Shop, and then the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. So that is the schedule today here on WWGH Radio and a lot of other great programming in between. So never change the dial. And Jeff Ruth tomorrow. Jeff Ruth all morning. He'll be in here starting with me. And then he'll continue on Charlie's show tomorrow, and he'll join Charlie and I on the Exchange Club tomorrow, 12 to 1. So we'll know everything and talk with everything tomorrow with Jeff Ruth. And it'll be fun to have Jeff back in the studio. I didn't even think about this. Somebody told me Sunday's the Super Bowl. That's how out of it I am. And Jeff, being a sports guy, will get his opinions on the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. And also, Charlie and Jeff, also interesting timing, Buckeye Chuck, with Charlie creating Buckeye Chuck, which is Sunday, and Jeff being a part of it for so many years. So that'll be interesting talk tomorrow here on the station. But we still have two quotes left. Carpe diem, seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. What movie did that come from? My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie did that originate in? 740-383-9944. It's kind of interesting about that particular movie because, you know, it's a famous, famous movie, but it's not one you hear talked about a whole lot. There's a kind of a song, I guess. Maybe the song from that particular movie has become more popular than the movie itself. But that is what it is. That's the title from the movie. Does anybody know what movie it is? My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. And the other one, carpe diem, seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. We still don't have that one. Will we get it? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it sees the day at Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. That is. Now, do you remember who said it in Dead Poets Society?
I think Robin Williams was in that one.
I believe so. I believe that was a Robin Williams line. I forget who else was in that movie, but I believe that was Robin Williams' line as the professor to his students, which was a great... I think he got an Academy Award nomination for that.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good movie that I didn't see yet.
Yeah, pretty good movie. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yep, we got it. That was that one. 1989, Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, Make Your Lives Extraordinary. That was Dead Poets Society. 1989, Robin Williams line. All right, we're down to one quote. Does anybody, I don't know how many we got today. We've got probably 12 quotes answered today. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie is that from? Does anybody know as we approach 57 minutes past the hour? Any clues? One left. How many did we get today? We got, I'm going to try to add these up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, wait. I counted that twice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We got 13 out of the 14 today. Is anybody going to get the 14th one? My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you. It'll be the last caller of the day. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up right after I'm off the air in about 10 minutes. 10 until 12 today. And then we also have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12 until 1 today and every Thursday. And then we will also slide into the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2 to 3. And Jeff Ruth tomorrow, all day long here on the station, starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you can't miss any of that. By the way, WWGH Radio is always streaming live on the internet, and there's archives on the website, thanks to our webmaster, Adam Lepp, WWGH1071.com. And if you download the free TuneIn app, TuneIn, it's a free app. You can get it anywhere in the world. You can listen to WWGH Radio anywhere in the world. It's free. Download the app and search WWGH. And I know that's how a lot of people are listening as of late, plugging it into their cars, sending it through their stereos, radios, speakers in their car. One call left. One time for one call. Does anybody know the last quote? My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you. Does anybody know what movie that was? 740-383-9944. Looks like we're going to get away unscathed on that one. Maybe somebody tomorrow will have the answer for that when I return at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And if you have the answer, maybe we'll get you a prize. So we'll hold the drawing for tomorrow morning, and we'll see if we get that last movie quote, because that's the last one I have, period, in the movie quote section. This was a lot of fun to do, though. Maybe I'll find some more movie quotes when we head back to trivia. It's a lot of fun to do that. All right, I'm done for the day. Have a great day. Charlie Evers, right around the corner. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Not from this area. You make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
And got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Marilyn Plant used to put hers in front of the microphone to play it.
Yes, yes.
You brought it back from New York, didn't you?
I need a mic.
There you go.
Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. And I got that thing to New York.